Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. The question of the day is, why does God allow suffering? Typically, I get this question when I'm out sharing the truth of God to people. I get it said this way: if God exists, he would not allow people to suffer. And you know, really, I'd like to rephrase that last comment. If God exists, he would not allow people to suffer. Really, it's saying because he's not the God you envision him to be, he does not exist. Let me say it again. Because he is not the God you envision him to be, he does not exist. You would never talk to someone on the phone and set up a blind date with them, and when you see them, say, oh, you can't be the person that you can't be the person you say you are because I envision you to look a certain way. That wouldn't make any sense. The truthfulness of God does not depend on what you would like him to be or how you would like him to act. I'll say it again. The truthfulness of God does not depend on what you would like him to be or how you would like him to act or behave. That is a self-centered view of God, where his reality revolves completely around what appeals to you. The truth of the real God is that he does exist. He has a name. And yes, he does allow people to suffer. Now back to the original question, why? The answer goes back to the first book of the Bible, Genesis. You see, when God created everybody, when God created all of creation, it was good. He made man and he made woman. There was no death, no fear, no pain, no suffering, none of that. No one was eating any animals. There was no death in the world. But in chapter 3, the Bible tells us what happened to change all that. You see, God gave Adam and Eve a command. He gave them an order to follow, which was, don't eat of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But they, being deceived by Satan, chose to eat of that fruit. And death entered the world through that. God explained to them, if you eat of it, death will enter the world. You will die. But they chose to disobey, and that is how death entered the world. You see, disobedience and death go hand in hand. Most of the suffering we see today continues to be from disobedience. Rape, murder, betrayal, sexual abuse, lying, stealing, greed. If you look at the majority of the world's problems, it comes from the category of that, of disobedience. If you turn on the news, you'll see just disobedience. If you think of the suffering that you incurred in your life, much of it will be because of someone else's disobedience towards you, or perhaps your own disobedience. But however, there's another way that their suffering comes in. When Adam and Eve ate of that tree, there's another death that happened. It's the world coming apart at the seams. It's the diseases that enter the world, the earthquakes, the natural phenomena, the breaking down of everything. From just that one act of disobedience, the whole world is coming apart. People, what's going on inside of them, the way DNA works, all these different things are just coming apart, degenerating. Cancer is a big thing. All of these are coming from that one decision, that one act of disobedience. It completely devastated all of creation. And that is why they're suffering. But to say that they're suffering doesn't mean that God is not doing anything about it. By one man's act of disobedience, everyone must die. But because of one man's act of obedience, Jesus Christ, we all can live through faith in him. You see, while death came through Adam and suffering came through Adam, life and peace comes through Jesus Christ. If you believe in Jesus Christ, it won't make you escape the suffering of this world, but you will have eternal life. And eventually you will be free from suffering. It says in Revelation chapter 21 that God will wipe away your eyes, He'll wipe away your tears. There'll be no more pain and no more suffering. He will eventually get rid of suffering. But right now, suffering is part of our disobedience to Him. And it's carrying out till its full effect. But God has done something about it. He came down, and guess what? He partook of suffering Himself so that we can believe on Him and become born again and become new and have meaning, the meaning that He gave us. Not a meaning that we just want to give, but a meaning that He gave us. We can have that for ourselves. And that is the truth. That is the truth. There is no other truth other than that. There's plausible arguments, there's semi-truths, there's all these different things that people get deceived by, and there's a lot of instability and confusion, but the truth is that God made the world good, and our disobedience, our sin, is what destroyed it and is destroying it, and God is allowing it to run its course, and He's allowing Satan to continually walk to earth and deceive people. But the other part of it is He's done something about it by sending His Son to destroy the work of the devil. That's why Jesus Christ came, to destroy the works of the devil, all the disobedience that He tempts people to call it to do. And He's given Jesus Christ His life so that people can believe on Him and now have God live in them. God can live in you, and you can overcome sin through Christ. You can live a life that's meaningful. You can overcome suffering, not by avoiding it, but by seeing it face on and living it with the Lord. And that makes all the difference. So I hope this answers your question. Amen.